Vital times we're in right now. Vital times. We see what's going on in our world. You can't deny it. If you don't see it, you're pretty blind. Hallelujah. The world is battling big time. One of the powers of darkness are doing right now is they're battling over your and my choices. Hello? There's a battle of choice right now. People are making choices. You know, we're kind of like what we call in the valley of decision. You know, there's times when, you know, people are trying to make the choice of like mercy. There are mercy choices that we, you and I have to do. There are things where we forgive and we bless and we move on. You know, forgive, forget, and move on. Amen? Why battle within yourself of guilt or regret? Again, the enemy's trying to bring up things not only from our past, but to cause us things that we neglected of regret. The battle within is so tremendous now. The battle in the mind is tremendous now. The powers of darkness have been released more and more. The artificial intelligence and the technology, the witchcraft and sorceries. The demons are more on the earth than they have been before. And it's because man's drawing them up from hell onto the earth because of the things that they're doing. There's more demonic forces in music and video. And now that we have artificial intelligence, which will be a beast, which will be the mark of the beast, which will eventually come. And people will begin to worship artificial intelligence. I mean, they worship it now and don't even know it. People are dependent. Everybody's dependent on a computer, their phone. It's AI, artificial intelligence. Eventually, it'll be controlled by the full force of Satan's kingdom. Right now, we can still utilize it as much as we can until they take over completely, because there will be a day of takeover. But in the meantime, we're going to take over. This is the Lord's vengeance. This is the Lord's preparation for his return. But first, he's going to return through the body of Christ before he returns physically, before the rapture. Before he touches the earth, he's going to flow through the body of Christ like never before. And this is the year of it. We are in the year of vengeance and release. We've already crossed over. We're already in that era. The world's never going to be the same. If you're looking for things to be the same, forget it, man. It's not. And right now, there is a battle within. It's called the battle of choice. The battle of what? Choice. It's not a location. It's within you. Aren't you glad you're on the winning side? 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him, from Jesus, and declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Again, the blood of Christ cleanses us from sin. What is sin? The presence of evil. It's the presence of darkness. And what does darkness do? It's always trying to veil the light of the truth. It's always trying to blind us from the light of the truth. We have this sin. It's called the presence of darkness in our human flesh. Our flesh, our human nature. It's there. It'd be nice if you can cast it all out, but you can't. The only day you're going to get rid of it, hello, is the day you die, and that flesh goes to the dust. Other than that, it's our responsibility to take dominion over it every single day. Amen? Go to James chapter 4. This is called the flesh of the human nature. That's what that is. Your human nature, you were born in sin. You and I were born in sin. I don't care if your parents were Christians or not. We were born in sin. We are born in darkness. Amen. That's why you were called a little devil when you were young. You remember? You little devil, you. Come on, think about it. Everywhere you went, every house you went to when you were a kid, every toy of that kid was yours. It's mine. You'd fight over it. James 4, verse 1. It says what? Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? What's this? The members of your flesh. You lust and don't have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And you ask and don't receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures of your flesh. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is an enemy of God or enmity of God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That means God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. What is grace? Grace is God's plan of escape. Never think that grace, you can go and do anything you want and you're covered by grace. No. Grace is only applied by cooperating with God's plan. I'm tired of hearing all that. I'm saved by grace. No, you ain't. You're saved by cooperating with the plan of God. That's why you're saved. If you fall from grace, you fall from the plan. And God warns us from falling from grace. Many people are going to wake up in hell because they thought they were saved by grace. When they chose not to do anything. Didn't we just read? God is what? Light. And there's no darkness in him. Anyone who practices darkness. Amen. He has no fellowship with the Lord. This the whole thing of once saved, always saved is a stinking lie. Let me tell you, when you die, you're either in right standards with God and the angels come and get you, or the demons come and get you if you're not in right standard with God. Who you serve when you die is where you go. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 7, therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Well, what do you mean by submitting to God? Well, you got to know the things of God to submit to. That's why God says, my people are what? Destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, you might have been going out there living your life thinking, oh, I'm a good person. Good people go to hell. See, there's a difference. That's why there's a tree of good and evil and a tree of what? Life. The tree of life produces righteousness. The tree of good and evil just produces good and evil. It's not good enough. There's a sign in front of the entrance of eternity. It says justice and righteousness. Those are the ones that enter the kingdom. Those that practice those things. If you're not practicing those things, you're in trouble. Doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. Hello? We all make mistakes. Thank God. Yeah, we do whoops all the time. They're mistakes. We do a lot of whoopsies. Praise God. Amen. And verse 8, draw near to God and he'll do what? Draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and purify your, or cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will what? He'll lift you up. So, you know, again, that's where we should have an attitude of repentance all of time. You know, forgive me, Lord. If you step on someone's foot, you're not going to say, I should have moved it. You're going to say, you know, excuse me, sorry. You know, see, that's the relationship we should have with the Lord. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. We're not. You're going to still sin. Why? Because you got sin reigning in your temple. It's called your carnal flesh nature. Submitting to God activates the divine nature. I'm going to say it again. The reason why we submit to God is to activate the divine nature. And it causes the ability to do something very powerful, to refocus. To refocus on the things that are righteous, holy, and pure of Christ. Romans 7:14. Praise God. I was a Roman Catholic. I roamed till I found the truth. That's why they call it Roman Catholic, because people are still Roman. They don't know the truth. Hallelujah. Repentance wasn't true. When I was told to repent, I was told, you know, put money in the thing, go to that statue over there. There wasn't really true repentance. You know, run around a church 15 times and do 25 push-ups and God might forgive you. No, it don't work like that. It's got to be relationship. Only the blood of Christ, not praying to any saint that's dead, that's called necromancing. People still don't get it that a rosary is an accursed item. They don't understand that. This is how the enemy works, because his greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. Is everybody there? For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I'm doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Anybody gotten in that condition every once in a while? Don't raise your hands. You know. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is what? Good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, in my carnal nature, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind or my thoughts, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, my thoughts, I myself serve the Lord, the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So there's two laws, law of sin and law of God. Again, this is so powerful because Paul finally got it. So we see that the presence of darkness in our members of the carnal nature battle against our choice of our free will. They're trying to manipulate our free will. Against our choice of the free will to refocus us or grab our attention to the things that are flesh and bring us into a false reality. False reality of deception, fear, and lust. Again, that battle is constant. So you're going to choose. It's like going to a place where there's three doors. You got to choose one door to walk through. And you don't know which one to choose. Only one of those doors is an open door to blessing. The other two is open doors to curses. So when you get to that door, the only way you're going to be able to do it is through the divine nature. Divine nature must be activated in us. Amen? Oh, and that means submitting to God activates the divine nature. But again, you got to know the promises of God. That's why we gather together. That's why we're learning even today. And some of the things we know when we're being reminded, we're being refreshed and renewed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. And that's not about somebody that's older, it's somebody that's more mature. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. That means respect one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the what? And what is God? What's God's grace? A plan of escape. Amen? Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. So it's coming. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. How is he going to devour you? Because he's going to influence that battle of your choice. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you're not the only one when you think you are. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and then settle you. And to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever and ever. We must be alert by consistencies of maintaining a routine. What is that routine? It's called strike first. Yet when you get up in the morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Help me pray. So you got to get connected right away. Because every time you get up, the first thing you think of all the things you need to do, everything you didn't do, and all kinds of things in the world, and not making connection. That's why we have the kingdom card. That's why we have the booklets. It gives us a guideline of a routine where every morning when we get up, we invite the Holy Spirit. We thank God for another day of breath. We get dressed with the full armor of God. We get filled with the Spirit of God. And we strike the enemy first. You know, in a battle, the one who first strike usually is the one who wins. Amen? So if you're not a first striker, it's hard to strike after you've been wounded. Amen? Hallelujah. First strike, praying and worshiping and so into God's presence, because it's without God's presence, we're nothing. You know, with all the things that's going on in the world and all the media that's corrupt and judges and prosecutors and governments, and they're not showing the true truth, you know, they're just telling lies. And they're all influencing people's choices. Money will influence a person's choice if they're not filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? Relationships, choices, purchases, all kinds of things will influence a person's choice. That battle of choices within you. As soon as something comes across your path to make a choice, that battle begins. Boom. But it's preparing. So the enemy sends, he knows exactly, because he can read your mind too, he knows exactly how to manipulate us. Acts 3:17. And yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be what? Converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of what? Refreshing may come from the what? Presence of the Lord. And that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Repent, cry out for mercy, for the times of refreshing. Why? Because the refreshing comes from God's presence. And what happens is that now you're able to refocus against the battle of choices and take victory. Why? Because when you do these things, you submit, you activate the what? Divine nature. And without the divine nature, we're in trouble. That's how you overcome everything else. Psalm 141, starting at verse 1. Lord, I what? Cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as an incense. Let the lifting of my hands as an evening sacrifice. You know, people don't realize how that pleases God when people surrender. You know, you got some people that are still cactuses. You got some people that are halfway. And you got some people that are reaching for God. To me, it always looks like, it reminds me of my daughter, because when she was little, she used to put her hands up and say, hold you, hold you. That's what she'd say, hold you. And I just say, see, when I lift my hands up to the Lord, that's under, hold you. In other words, pick me up. Amen. Pick me up. Praise God. Verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Oh, we all need that. Keep watch of the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their what? Delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be like a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be an excellent oil. Let not my head refuse it. In other words, he's saying, Lord, if I'm doing something, slap me. For still my prayers against the deeds of the wicked. I'm going to fight against the wicked because I know my attack's not physical. It's spiritual. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave. And as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their nets while I escape safely. Okay, so what's the plan of escape called? Grace. Amen. Snare them, Lord. Kick their butt. Blind them, mute them, deaf them. Amen. You know, you gotta be aggressive in prayer, man. Call destructive fire down on him. What it does is, what was his prayer? He wanted to refocus. Lord, let me refocus back to you. The word of your promises, I want to hold on to. He was praying against the wicked so that the battle of choice would bring an escape of the wicked influence. You know, people get in arguments with one another because of choices. They're trying to influence their choice. And the other person's trying to influence their choice. Amen? Especially if you're married. You know. I'll never forget one time. I'm going to tell the story. So, in this house, I think it was in this house, well, we had a flood, and so the insurance was going to give us, I think it was some new rugs or something. So Kate and I went to the store, and we were looking at these rugs. And she said she liked this rug, and I said I like that rug. So I went off and prayed. Left her sitting there. I went and prayed in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. And I came back. I said, you know what? Let's just let the Lord choose what rug is best for us. So, she went over and touched one rug, and she went and laid on the other rug, the one that I was choosing, or the one that God was choosing, sorry. And she says to me, you're praying, aren't you? She got angry with me for praying, because she didn't get the rug she wanted. Divine intervention. But again, same thing when we found out that we were getting a child, and everybody, well, what do you want, you know? And my heart had one thing, but it was like I had to reject what I wanted. And I went to the Lord. I said, you know what, Lord? You know whether it's a male or female, what's good for me. I should have said what was good for my wife, but what was good for me or good for us. And so we had a female. And man, praise God. But again, when we step out of the way and we stop trying to battle over the choices of decision and we allow God to make the choices for us, it's guaranteed then. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't falter from it, but God won't falter from it. Amen? Is everybody okay? Yes, she learned. Yes, and so she started praying every time. So there was a Baal in prayer now. But praise God. Romans 8:18, let's speak it. For I consider that the sufferings of this time, of this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God, which is us. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we are also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption of the redemption of our body. Man, we all want to be healed and delivered from this place. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. In other words, we've got to come to a reality that the other side should be more real than this side. Amen. In other words, the influences from the unseen is constant. Look, if these people are not doing what they do without influence, people are not selling their souls out for money, fame, and everything else without influence. And you know when a demon's in a house, there's tension. And they get fed by emotion. So when people get into an argument, those demons, man, they come with a apron on, fork and spoon and knife. Yes, let's eat. Because they get fed by emotion. But if people don't understand that, they'll be easily deceived. They'll still try to convince their choice. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. There's going to be deliverance from bondage of corruption into creation. All creation is corrupted. Amen. Our flesh nature is corrupted. Choosing obedience over disobedience, knowing it will always work to the good. It will always what? Work to the good. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you were what? Raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind, set your thoughts on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I mean, anybody here dead yet? We're all dead. At least I hope. Got to die to get a life, right? Therefore, put to death your what? Your what? Oh, wait, verse 4. So when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members. The members of what? Your flesh, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man who's renewed in the knowledge of, according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Making the right choice is renewed by refreshing the knowledge of his presence and his promises every day. See, your mind is nothing but a storage unit of memory. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 2. grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, and that through these you may be partakers of what? The divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. So the divine nature activated, when it's activated, overcomes the carnal flesh of the nature that's corruption. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. And that's where you've got to understand. Are you fulfilling your call, purpose, and destiny according to the will of God, not according to your own? See, there's many people successful on the wrong assignments, because they truly not sought the Lord and asked for his guidance or gotten counsel from godly counsel. Many people, you know, they go through stuff and they go through worldly counsel. You want to be counseled by a demon? Hello. People don't realize it. Oh, they may be good people, but if Christ, if they're not filled with the Spirit of God, they're filled with another spirit. Amen. Verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and if you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Yes, the Democratic Party is filled with Antichrist people. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been with us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. They're all being manifested right now. Amen? The Antichrist spirit is being exposed all over the world. And people are beginning to stand up against it. People are standing, some of them are against it, that are not even Christians. They just know that what's going on is wrong. Verse 20, it says something powerful here. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And you what? You know all things. Well, how are you going to maintain that anointing? You must be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? You must eat the delicacies of the righteous of Christ. In other words, you must feed your spirit and be filled with the Spirit. That's why the Lord says, forsake not to assemble. Why? Because corporate setting, we can get filled with the Spirit of God. He says, I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. The anointing, refreshed by his presence, we get an opportunity to refocus and to choose. So we can overcome all those battles of choices. Amen? Look at that battle of choice. It's constant. Even when you go to eat something. You know, how many have... Don't raise your hand. We've all eaten something we knew wasn't good for us, right? But it's tasted so good. You know, you eat enough Twinkies, you turn into a Twinkie. Right? So in this, we want the enemy's always trying to shortcut us the full time that God's allotted to us. He's trying to short it. Everybody goes, so many people, well, it was just God's timing he died. No. It wasn't always God's timing a person died unless they went out the right way. Listen, if the devil can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with your eat. And now that they've poisoned the food so much, it's incredible. You know, people don't have to be addicted to heroin or meth or cocaine. They can become addicted to sugar, which is worse. Sugar is deadly, and people don't understand that, how deadly it is. Amen? But, you know, there are replacements for all of these things. And again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Look at how many people are diabetic. You know that this country is the worst health country in the world? It has the highest technology. The wealth of in this country is tremendous, but people are more obese than any other country, and their health level is the worst in the whole world. They're not starving to death. They're eating to death. I mean, it's reality. And my choices. You know, when you and I are going to make a wrong choice, the Holy Spirit says, yo, conviction. But see, we've got to look for conviction. And you're going to only do that by having a relationship with Him. And when you do make that mistake, when you do that eat that extra Twinkie, you can't cast out calories, I hate to tell you. But thank God we can repent and start all over again. You know, God makes things new. No matter what your past has said, no matter what's going on in the past, you know. And one of the things that's so important is stop bringing up your past. The enemy brings it up enough. Amen? Don't make decisions by your past. Make decisions from the future now. Because we're to live from the future to the present, not from the past to the present. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We lift our hands and surrender. We ask that you continue to fill us, Lord, and seal what's been imparted in us, that we may learn and not get burned, because we've been burned enough. Give us the wisdom to see things through and the anointing to activate the divine nature in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.